It's time once again to pay tribute to Mother Earth. And for the Piedmont Environmental Alliance, that means running the 8th annual Piedmont Earth Day Fair, Saturday, April 27th, from 10 to 5 at the Dixie Classic Fairgrounds in Winston-Salem. There'll be more than 100 exhibitors with interactive demonstrations, an all-natural food court by local vendors, lots of activities for kids, and it's free and open to the public. This year, Earth Day Fair will be set to live music by Del Guthrie, Bill's Fault, and Windy Trail Travelers. PEA Board of Directors member and Great Outdoor Provision Company Assistant Store Manager Darren Schwartz and 2012 Program Director Megan Anderson drop by to talk green.
A recent campaign that was highly successful for the Piedmont Environmental Alliance was our weatherization campaign. It was something that really drew me to the organization, something I could really relate to as a new homeowner. But we worked with both non-governmental, governmental, and business partners in the community to raise awareness around weatherizing people's homes.
It's a huge thing you can do to save a lot of energy, right?
It is. In a down economy or people are trying to save money in different ways, especially with older homes in the community, there's a lot of simple, inexpensive ways that you can save hundreds of dollars on your energy bills throughout the year, live more comfortably in your home. We hosted some workshops about weatherizing your home, and I took some of those to heart and got my caulk gun out, did some windows, did some weather stripping around some doors, you know, made sure my furnace, air conditioner were all working efficiently. And you can even have companies like Duke Energy come out and do a home audit for you and show you where you are losing money, where you do have leaks and gaps and drafts coming into your home.
Over 100 exhibitors. Which exhibitors got a lot of traffic last year at the Earth Day Fair?
There's gobs of children that come up and do some different events. Definitely hula hooping was a big one last year. They get in there and you know, do some exercise and have some neat hula hoops. And there was some that were teaching about erosion. And so you got to pour the water through and see how it would work within a landscape. The wildlife rehabilitation, there was an owl that was really popular with everybody. Some neat animals out there.
I think the average citizen really wants to be a good steward for the environment. Everybody wants to make a difference, but they don't often know how to do that. And the fair literally provides hundreds of examples and real live ways that folks can make a difference, not only for themselves and their family, but for the greater community and for the planet. We want folks to come in, they're going to get their exhibitor map, their fair map, and it's up to them to choose what they want to take away from the fair. It's not pushy, it's apolitical. It's for the exhibitors and it's for the attendees. And you can go throughout the day, learn what you want to learn, take it home, share it with your family and your friends, and that's what we want people to get out of the fair. It's fun, it's celebratory, and hopefully folks will learn at least one new thing that day.
Piedmont Environmental Alliance board member and Great Outdoor Provision Company assistant store manager Darren Schwartz and 2012 Piedmont Earth Day Fair program director Megan Anderson. The Piedmont Environmental Alliance is all geared up for Piedmont Earth Day 2013 with live music by the ever-eclectic Windy Trail Travelers, Del Guthrie, and Bill's Fault. You'll find links to more information at WFDV.org and click on Triad Arts. The 8th annual Piedmont Earth Day Fair is Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 5 at the Dixie Classic Fairgrounds in Winston-Salem. For WFDV, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.